Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez. Gigi Benson coming at you like Cleopatra, your mama's butt cheeks. Brah, brah, brah. Let's go. International superstar Zach D'Amico here.
That's me. Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know if I'm safe.
Whatever.
I don't know if I'm safe yet. I had COVID.
Oh, yeah, but like last week.
I mean, I still tested positive yesterday, but I'm not going to sit here and not come in anymore. That's crazy, dude. Yeah. For what this is, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. What this is, I'm a little sweaty, a little clammy.
Yeah, a little nasal drip. It's fine. You're doing all right. Give him some halls, Andrea. He'll be
come
all right.
Come on. Let's go. We have a great show planned today. No, I didn't test positive yesterday. Yes, I did. I'm lying. I lied. I don't know why I lied. I did test positive yesterday. That is true.
Yeah, but you can test positive for a while.
They say you can test positive. This is what I looked. They said if you're not, after 5 days of your first test, if you're not showing symptoms, and I'm barely showing any symptoms.
Barely, dude.
Barely anything. So, you know, what am I going to do? I would say clean this mic after I'm done. Whoever's sitting here in this chair after this, I don't know what to tell you, doggy. Is it a federal crime to come out anymore when I have COVID? Was it ever a federal crime? They really tricked us like we were going to go to fucking prison for coming out. Like, in my mind, I'm going like, what am I doing right now?
Yeah. I think you're all right.
I think I'm fine, dude.
You're right.
I'm going back to jiu-jitsu tomorrow. I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah, fucking get all those.
Fuck, dude.
Get all those Brazilian guys sick.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck them. You got to sweat it out anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do have to sweat it out.
Yeah.
It's a good point. Look, we have a great show planned today. Let's get into the show. Let's introduce our fucking guests. We have an incredible show. This is my final week before Italy. I'm going to Italy next week with my son. I'm bringing him to Rome.
The Olive Garden.
I'm bringing him to Rome.
He's bringing COVID back to Italy.
I'm fine.
You're bringing COVID back.
We're fine, okay? Let's talk about let's get into our plugs, and then we have a lot to talk about today. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him and love him from wherever the fuck. He doesn't have his own podcast, which is weird. Chris Chaney's back on the show.
What up?
What's up, kid?
What's going on, buddy?
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling great.
Good, man. Anything to plug?
Yeah. Not That Cheney on Instagram. C-H-E-N-E-Y is the last name. And then I'm doing this cool thing. I don't know if you guys are Pokemon guys, but I'm recreating the way that the original protagonist got that iconic hat where he did like a mail-in sweepstakes. So I'm like recreating the whole thing.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it. The official Pokemon League Expo hat.
Yeah, it's the 25th anniversary of the 25th episode of the original anime. So he explains the whole thing. He had to like mail in like a million postcards and he only made 100. So I remade 100 of them.
Sick.
I made a P.O. box. I'm going to have people mail me the shit. So I'm just trying to do the hat justice because...
Love it. You're trying to cash in.
Yeah. I'm giving them out.
Oh, free. You're giving them out for free?
Yeah.
I don't know why. That's crazy.
It's the way that was told in the story. So I want to recreate it. Like, that's one of the most iconic hats.
Now it's making sense.
Yeah. It's like one of the most iconic hats possible. So it's just crazy they've never remade that experience for people.
You're a dork.
Good. Nerd alert.
Mike Figgs is here from the Young Guns podcast. Mike Figgs is here.
What's up, guys?
Still said you should have named it Good Saints Figgs.
Young Guns, baby. The majority ruled, and they like Young Guns. We have 10 Patreon subscribers. All right. Mike Figgs at everything. Baltimore, baby. The 7th Auto Bar. Get your tickets. Me, Goodwin, Lemaire Lee. Go to the stand. I'm there every other day. And yeah, I'm going to be somewhere in October, but I can't tell you guys yet.
Why can't you?
I can't tell you yet.
The New York Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
The New York Comedy Festival.
That's where I'm going to be.
Folks. Yep. Zach and Miko.
This Saturday, the 27th, me and Chris Fager are going to be in Rochester. Saturday, the 18th of September, Catalyst Wrestling comes back to Brooklyn. Come hang out.
Fuck yeah. A lot of live stuff coming up, guys. This week, Thursday night, we'll be in Cleveland. Friday night, we're going to be in Columbus. Grab those tickets for Columbus right now. It's coming together, baby boys. Then I'm going to Italy with the boy, but I will be back on the road September 7th. It's all with Aaron Berg, by the way, the Offend Everyone Tour. And Zach and Miko is coming on this run in Colorado Springs, September 7th. Denver, September 8th. Las Vegas at the LA Comedy Club on September 9th. And then we're going to wrap it all up on September 11th at the Comedy Store with an amazing lineup for The Depraved, featuring Adam Carolla, Neil Brennan, Julian McCullough, Aaron Berg, and the great Zach Amico.
Hell yeah, dude.
The Dirtiest Show in Los Angeles. Come back, grab your tickets for September 11th, Depraved. 13th, Syracuse. 14th, Albany. 22nd to 25th, I'll be in Tampa. And then we're going to be in Plano, Texas. It's not on the website, but it'll be up there today on September 29th or October 2nd. All those tickets are available at Lewis of Skanks. Grab your tickets for all those shows and more. Also, if you love this show, you guys can subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Guys, September 1st, the monthly price are going up a little bit by like a buck, okay? So if you sign up now and you guys subscribe before then, you'll be locked in to the lower price. Don't wait like a fucking idiot, guys. Subscribe to the premium service. You get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Instant access, pre-release on all the shows. You guys get ad-free episodes, uncensored, access to the Racist Live Chat. Let's see, Racist Live Chat right now said, Objective Pedant said, Dalton had a breakdown after realizing Robbie would never be funny.
It's all Dalton. This is Dalton writing it. He has multiple personalities.
Poughkeepsie said, "Fat Aaron died finally." Did Aaron? Is Aaron? Is Aaron okay?
No, he's dead. Poor Aaron.
Aaron.
Oh, Aaron. With Aaron Berg.
I like Aaron. Aaron's super cool. Don't call her fat, Aaron. What's wrong with you guys?
Yeah,
that hurts women's feelings. You can't do that. I call Shannon fat because she's not that fat. So, like, when I call it, like, that's actually probably worse.
And it's way worse for what you just said.
Oh, they're not that.
I'm excited about this Italy trip.
I see all those shows, man. You got to pay for that fucking trip, huh?
Yeah,
where are you going exactly?
We're staying in Rome, and then we're going to Cinque Terre. We're staying in Monterosa.
Who's the one before that?
Cinque Terre.
That's the Chinatown of
Italy. Yeah.
Cinque Terre.
That's what they call Chinese restaurants. Cinque Terre is.
Yeah, we fry the ravioli. That's what you want? Yeah, it's a dumpling. Go ahead.
It's a ramen now.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. Last night I watched the movie Luca with my son. Have you seen Luca?
Yeah, you're a little gay. Gay Luca.
It is a little gay.
A little gay Luca.
Doggy, they don't really talk about it, but...
Silencio, Bruno. Suck on my dick.
Yo. No.
Silencio, Bruno. Oh, I like the way your hands feel on my chest. My shorts are all wet.
Silencio, Bruno.
Silencio, Bruno.
Bruno's telling me to tickle your balls.
Silencio,
Bruno.
Silencio, Matteo Lane. Silencio.
Are they gay? Is that the thing?
They're little boys. All little boys are gay, right?
They don't really... They sort of allude to that, right? So it's about two little fish people, right?
The Disney animated thing.
Yeah.
Got it.
Disney animated thing, and then they become friends. He meets this boy, and they're both kind of hot boys.
Yeah, your shorts are a little higher than my shorts. Am I right?
Hot little fucking Italian boys wearing short shorts, dude.
Blonde tips. They got
and then the one kid says to the other kid is like, "Look, every once in a while, you know." But they don't have accents at all. They literally did not.
I think the guy's name is Chase Tom, actually.
Do you want to see the trailer?
Yeah, pull up the trailer. It's fine. It's great. I loved it.
Oh, yeah, no accents.
Updated Little Mermaid.
It's kind of gay boy Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
I'm a merman.
In the original, they just hid the penis in the back on the cover. Now they're just making it gay in the movie.
Their ass.
That was hard to watch. You coming?
Yeah, are you coming hard?
Are you coming? Are you coming? Silencio, Bruno.
Andiamo la cama.
Everything good is above the surface.
Oh, yeah.
Say look.
The sky.
Penis.
This is called the caca.
Now you're going to come on my face and don't float away.
Make sure that you squeeze both balls. Look at that.
Nice.
We have clothes that you can take off and put on the floor.
Ooh, J. Crew shirt. Very nice. Oh, there you go.
So, but here's the thing. Pause it for a second. So this town right here is Pantorosa el Mare, based off of the real town of Mantorosa el Mare, where I am going for 3 days with my son.
Wow. That's amazing.
We're going to Rome, and we're going to Cinque Terre. This is one of the five villages of Cinque Terre.
Yeah.
Right? So this specifically, like, this whole fucking colorful fucking... The fact that we're going to this place, that my son already loves this little gay movie. Yeah. It's fucking... It's massive. You know he's going to be looking out for some hot Italian boys.
Yeah. I'm glad you said boys. Did you... what was I going to say? Is it just you and your boy?
Yeah, we do our father-son trip every year.
Are you going to try to crush some Italian puss down there?
No, dude. I'm not trying to crush Italian pussy.
When he goes to sleep, he takes a nap.
You leave him in a fucking...
The girls double team.
Yeah, teach him the ropes, or else he's going to end up like the mermaid kid.
Yeah. No, we're not going to... We're having a cultural experience. We're going to eat good food. But here's the thing, okay? I told Shannon this earlier today, and I heard her get wet through the phone. It was crazy, dude.
Go ahead. Re-enact
I told Shannon this, dude.
What'd you tell her?
So I'll pretend you're Shannon.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so every time before the show, what happens is Shannon calls me up to go over the stories for the day.
To prove
what stories we're going to go over while I'm on my ride. So I do this on my phone every morning I come for the Real Ass Podcast, okay? Mm-hmm. So Shannon's going for the stories, and then I was like, oh, Shannon, I watched this movie, Luca.
Oh,
yeah, I watched the movie, Luca.
Louis, I want to talk about a story tonight. Wait, what? You watched Luca? Oh, fuck. Keep going.
Yeah. No, but that's not what got her wet.
Oh, okay.
So
you started off right out of the bat, a little wet.
No. So what happened was, in the movie, one of the plot lines of the movie, have you seen this movie, Zach?
No, I've not.
Great movie, by the way. They're little fish people.
Did you cry a little bit?
No, but it almost got me there. Every Pixar movie almost gets me there. Yeah. It was there was nothing sad, really. It was like, there was, you know, their little gay relationship was beautiful. That was the thing that where you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah, they're all like coming of age tales, so there's something that hits you somewhere.
Hits you somewhere, right? These two little fucking, he's a little fish person. He goes up to the surface. If he comes out of the water, he turns into a human, right?
Yeah.
His scales go away, right? Mm-hmm. So they start learning about fucking, you know, humans, and he's like, and the family's like, never go up to the surface. It's dangerous. They're evil. They're monsters. He's like, oh, they're not monsters. They're fucking cool. They meet a friend, this, that, the other, right? He meets this other little fish kid, right? So one of the things in the movie is they have a race called the Pantorosa Cup, right? And it's a race, and these, you know, the two little fish kids and then the little girl get together, they're on a team. They have to swim, they have to bike, and they have to eat pasta. And it's a race you could do the fastest.
Okay.
Right? Fucking fun. And they're trying to win money for a Vespa, right? Mm-hmm. So what I'm gonna do is on the second day we're there, I'm setting up a little Monterosa Cup for me and James. We're going to bike ride.
You're the best.
We're going to fucking swim. We're going to have a posse eating competition.
Oh, my God.
Then the next day, renting a Vespa for me and him to fucking ride.
Hell yeah, dude. That's why I'm doing the Pokemon hat shit.
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
That's it.
Recreate the experience.
To make Shannon's pussy wet.
Wait, so you're talking about Ash Ketchum? What exactly? So he sold how many hats? Oh, fuck.
Dude, you have a pretty good Shannon. I love your Shannon.
I need you to catch all of them for me. Catch them all, Dad.
No, Shannon, she heard... She was like, oh, my God. Like, that's so cute.
Oh, this is the cutest thing.
She was like,
man.
Oh, my God. That's it. And I was like, Shannon, how wet is your fucking womb right now? Her womb, it's like a sponge. It was just sopping, dude. If you picked up her womb, it was five times as heavy as it's ever been, dude. Just gushing.
Say Cinque Terre one more time. Can you please say Cinque Terre? Oh, keep saying. Louis, I need you to keep saying Cinque Terre.
You're like, that's not what it is, Shannon.
Doggy, I'll tell you right now. Shannon, do me a favor. How much did your womb swell when I told you what I was doing with my son?
Swell?
So much.
Yeah.
Swollen, right?
Yeah, dude. Yep. Spit it out.
Swollen.
Whatever, right? It's okay. It'd be good.
Hot, Shannon. That's hot.
Right?
Take Shannon.
So much.
I should have taken a hot chick keeper for my son, so then I could have had her take him off to do certain cultural things while I relax and try to get pussy and weed.
It's going to be so passionate when you and Shannon finally connect.
No, that's it.
In Italy.
No, I'm seeing somebody new. Shannon missed the fucking...
Damn, Shannon.
You say this every time you start
seeing
someone. No,
this is the
new
one, dude. She's the one. You shut the fuck up, dude. She rules. Jenna, it's too late. You know I can never go back to you now.
Okay.
She fucked up.
I don't think she gives a fuck.
She gives a fuck, Dougie. I'm telling you right now.
Amazing, dude. You're a great dad. You know, to make a good father, your father has to get stabbed. Your father got fucking shanked, and it created an amazing
I think I'm an exception of the rule. I think most kids whose dads were shanked did not end up being good
dads
themselves.
Go on to be shankers or shankers. Yeah,
shanking it.
Very.
Shanketeers.
A really, really.
A legion of shanks, if you will.
A very thin path.
I guess you're right.
Career choices
true.
And parenting options when you're a child of a shanked. Shanky.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm very, very excited about this. I've been learning Italian as well, Shannon.
I put on the sexy music.
So. Good. Put the sexy music.
What do you got? How far are you?
I actually put some Italian music on. Put some Italian music on. Put some Italian music on.
Hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano, hey, Gojo, you in the Cinque Terre. La, la.
This is not, this is.
It says love making music Italian.
I don't want to love it.
You had this quick, Shannon.
This is not.
Mira, Giuseppe La Bella.
Is the opening of the Halloween movie?
No, it's Eurotrip.
Oh,
is that better?
Va bene. Oh,
all right, what can I say? I can say ciao, sono Luis. Oh. Piacere.
sono Natalie.
I can count to 10.
Okay. Oh,
do it.
Uno, due, due,
de.
Due, 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 tre, quattro, cinque.
Cinque.
Careful there, okay?
Sei.
This sounds like a French guy just speaking Spanish.
Otto, nove, dieci.
Ah, dieci. Ah.
Dieci.
Shannon, are you wet? How wet are you?
I had sex with Shannon, now my balls dieci.
I can say buongiorno, which is good morning or good day.
Buongiorno. Very sexy.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi, ciao.
Bon Jovi, living on a prayer. Great. Nice. Oh, look, she's a little runaway.
Bon Jovi, Cinderella. Just name me one.
You call Gabby, like, how do you speak Italian?
Bon Jovi, Ronnie James Dio. Ronnie James Dio.
I'm very, very excited. We're gonna do lots and lots of fun
stuff.
That's
amazing. You're gonna have a blast, dude.
Shannon, if you would have let me put a baby in you, this could have been our baby.
Damn.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Shannon knows she fucked up, by the way. She knows, because there was a period in my life where I would have been a good man to Shannon.
It's gone now.
It's gone.
No. It's too late. She's too old.
I think you're gonna get there. Actually, I think you're becoming a better man.
Shannon's not getting younger.
No, but you are a way better person now than when I first met you.
Mm. Wow.
So now you're in a weird way regretting that you didn't fucking.
That's kind of what sounds like she's saying.
Because then you wouldn't have. You needed to do your growing.
I'm growing right now.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
Shannon could have got in when it was a buyer's market.
Yeah, Shannon. You,
with Lewis goodness inflation.
Yeah, you. It's like fucking. Buying property in fucking Newark. You should have done it years ago.
And then I would have gotten murdered on the street at night.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Newark funny. Sucks.
You know what? Give her a Shannon snake. Give yourself a Shannon snake.
Shannon has a Shannon snake. Hell yeah, dude.
You got to do the Natalie snake at some point. I heard
she's
it.
Got to be funny
best.
First. How about she fucking best. Chimes in
Natalie,
with a little.
Natalie, curse at him. Do something. Give me an alley oop, Natalie.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. Rock Auto has been in business for over 20 years, and they have every single auto part that you need on the internet for the best possible prices.
If you've got a used car, it's probably actually appreciated in value. The car market is hot, 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 which is why now is the time to keep your car well-maintained. So check out rockauto.com if you're looking for any auto parts. rockauto.com is your guy.
So right now, go to rockauto.com. If you're looking for auto parts, just click around the website. You're going to get the best deal possible. And if you do buy something, just let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. There's no promo code needed. They already have the best possible prices available on the internet. Once again, that's rockauto.com for the best auto parts at the best possible prices. All right, where were we? Let's see.
Oh,
Sophia Papaya says, says that Lewis would have cheated on Shannon. Shannon, do you think I would have cheated on you?
It may have been difficult, though, because I hear everything here.
Yeah.
It may have been difficult for you.
I wouldn't have cheated on Shannon. I would have fucking played with her tits.
Bought her new ones.
I would have, without a doubt, torn those old things out of her chest. Do you think I'd fucking let her fucking rot from the chest out? You know how they built the Palisades Center Mall in like swampland? It's like sinking. That's what's happening with Shannon's chest right now. You got to fucking get in there and gut it.
Compared Shannon to the Palisades Mall.
Shannon, for lack of a better term, how expired are your tits right now?
I mean, I think they're
oh my
okay.
God. I have the best seat in the house. Yeah, Jenny, take them out.
They're hanging in there.
Shani's getting hotter and hanging hotter out and hotter.
They're hanging in
there. They're hanging off there.
Yeah. And one's hanging a little bit lower than the other one.
They're not actually. They're exactly the same size.
Can I please see
you? No.
Please, Shannon.
No, you're tired.
What about this? What about simply this?
No.
No. I pay for your new tits.
Nice.
You let me suck on them.
Lewis, how many times?
That's not a new thing.
Wait, you can suck on the old tits?
It's like an offer you've definitely made before.
You gotta,
it's the only deal I've ever offered.
It's old and new. It's like the Pepsi challenge.
Oh, okay. So you suck on these old tits, yeah. These old Palisade Cross County Mall tits.
God damn it, Shannon. I can't even talk like this, right? I'm disrespecting my new chick.
Mm-hmm. How long?
I don't know, a few months.
You can still do it. It's part of your job.
We've been seeing each other.
It's a bit.
Yeah.
It is a bit. You know what?
It's a bit.
You know what? That's right. It is a fucking bit.
It's a bit.
Stop trying to change my bits.
Suck her fucking tit, yeah. Lewis. You pussy. You fucking Bruno. Suck her the tit, Bruno.
Quiet,
suck
Bruno.
Suck her the tit.
Shut up, Bruno. Bruno, stop. Bruno's my gay conscience. You don't want to suck her the tit.
Tell Bruno.
Sacha Baron Cohen, Bruno.
Find out if she has a brother. Suck on his tits.
Suck on both of the tits. It's like a Palisades Mall.
Shut up.
No one Shut up, Bruno.
Bruno. Nobody knows Palisades
Bruno,
Mall.
That's not funny, Bruno. I'll say it, but I don't think people are going to laugh.
Wouldn't you rather suck on her dick?
Silencio, Bruno.
Wait, maybe if she have a dick. Who has a dick? Byron. I want to suck on your dick.
Silencio, Bruno. I want to suck on Palisades titties.
You can buy Byron a new dick. Too.
Yeah. Dude, Bruno is my gay conscience.
I got an idea. Gun in the asshole.
No, so let's hear Bruno.
Why not do a gun in the asshole?
Hold on, Bruno. Hold on. Bruno's got a good idea here. Time out.
Let Robert Kelly give you his pecker and suck it.
All right, Bruno, I'm listening.
Suck.
All right, Bruno.
Suck his dick. There's a guy named Matteo Lane. Let him cream pie. Oh, you don't want the cream pie?
Every day you run around with other men, but you say it's a sport. He's an MMA. He's no gay.
Remember, it's a pizza. It's just a pizza.
Big J. Okerson have a nice eyebrows, am I right? Suck his dick.
So let's go, Bruno. Shut up.
Suck it. Suck his dick. Ralph. Ralph has to have a big dick, am I right?
No, Bruno Ralph is my co-boss. He's my co-boss. I can't suck his dick.
Why not? It probably looks like a Frankenstein. Suck his dick.
Who? If you don't think Figs is funny, stop. Just leave now. Leave now. I don't want you.
Oh, so funny.
Fuck me, dude. Oh, fuck. Dude, this is such a good show. This is the best podcast in the world. It really is. I what do you want me to say, dude?
Tits, fathers, Bruno.
Accents.
Accents. Pokemon cards. Come on, Shannon, take him out. Take him out, Shannon.
Figs, if you do it for free, I would just bring you on as a third mic. You know, I got to be honest with you. I can't pay you, though. This is too much. We're already splitting what
Deal.
We're doing.
You know what? God damn it. Deal.
You could just have the impression
Chrissy
show.
Give me the Chrissy Mayer deal.
Baby and ketchup packets. There we go. We'll be all right.
Carrots and a handful of oats.
Chrissy's coming on this week. Is she on Friday or is that on for next week?
It's either Friday or Monday. We'll see how it goes.
Wow. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Okay. You're going to have a blast. The food's so good. I've been to Italy. I've been to Reggio Emilia, and I've been to Bologna. Bologna's like college town. It looks just, all the places look just like that. Beautiful, gorgeous. So nice. The food's incredible.
I went to Bologna. I went to Salami.
I went to Bologna. I went to Mortadelli. Oscar Mayer.
I went to Honey Ham.
I went to this place called Boar's Head. Such a good place.
Did you say they made a new pasta?
Did they?
Yeah, they invented like a new one. It's like a couple years old, but they like made a new one. What's I didn't know you could one? Do that.
I had no idea. That's
just
great.
A different shape, probably. Dude.
Yeah, it is. Literally.
It's a triangle.
It's like a C shape, and it's got like the vagina flaps on the other side.
Oh,
it's,
I know.
It looks crazy.
Yes.
What is the new pasta?
It's a fusillini or something.
Yeah.
Oh, it is a pussy.
Yeah.
Sauce with perfect sauce.
Like a guy spent like 5 or so years. I mean, don't quote me on that, but like years developing the shape.
Is it because it pulls? It has the.
It's got the most sauceability.
Yeah, it's like
I understand what's going on there because look underneath the exactly pocket of sauce.
Sauceability. I'd be honest with you, it's probably a great cheeseability too.
Yeah, that's right.
It's actually one of Zach's only abilities.
Like I didn't know you could do this though. Like you could spend time and to make a. I don't know. Is there like a committee? I don't know how he got it like passed or something. But you can like make new pasta, which is crazy to me.
Was Chef Boyardee an actual chef at one point?
I would assume.
Right?
Had to.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Conspiracy shit. I don't know.
Give us the history of Chef Boyardee.
Or is he like...
The Boyardee family.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, no. That's creepy, dude.
Yeah, that is him.
I don't trust him.
Ah, Ettore Boyardee.
Ettore Boyardee.
Ettore Boyardee.
Nobody can pronounce my name.
Better known as the...
Anglicized.
Shut up, Shannon. Shannon, hold on. Shannon, hold on. Time out.
She gave herself a Shannon.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, maybe if you're illiterate, you have a chance, Louis. Maybe if you fucking did Hooked on Phonics instead of WWF Backstage, whatever the fuck.
She's like, you can suck on my tits if you can spell implant.
Spell necessary.
Restaurant
made all of us feel bad.
I was like, it's season.
Let me go back to it again. Hold on. The anglicized name of Hector Boyardee.
This guy was
an Italian American chef, famous. Oh, he was an Italian American chef. He was American.
Yeah, he's a sausage and pepper guy. Not a.
Let's see, early life. Let's go to early life.
He was in San. You want a sausage?
Oh, he was born in Piacenza, Italy, in 1897 to Giuseppe and Maria Maffi Boyardee. Already at the age of 11, he was working as an apprentice chef at the local La Croce Bianca. Dude, what a fun language to speak, Italian. It's a really fun... I want to learn it.
It shows how bad English is when you have to like use... You know, because you know they don't have all the words for English in Italian. So like they have to say the English word sometimes. And yes. You're like, oh, just ruin the entire magic moment of a guy speaking Italian.
So he comes to America when he's 16. He works with his brother at the Plaza Hotel. He served Woodrow Wilson.
Ooh, fun. This is great. Yeah, how did it turn into fucking that shitty-ass pasta, though?
He probably had his own brand, and then a company came to him and like, hey, we can put this in cans if you make it suck.
Yeah, he sold out.
It's
yeah.
Yeah. We don't say that anymore. We call them... I've been calling them J-bags on my J-bags. Twitch, my Twitch channel.
Classier. Yeah,
I like Heebs. Heebs is good.
On your Twitch channel?
On my Twitch channel, because you can't say Jews. So every time you get murdered, be like, oh, you fucking J-bag. And N-bags, too. J-bags and N-bags.
Nice people.
Yeah. Fucking dirty N-bag.
Nice guy.
Oh my I'm God. Trying, guys. I am really trying here. Shannon, what are we up against today? We have to start the show.
I don't have a great one, but in 1994, DNA testing linked O.J. Simpson to the murder of Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman.
Wow.
What's up, Twitter world?
Is O.J. Simpson the original real-ass dude?
Mm.
Mussolini.
I was going to say, yeah, since you're going to Italy, your boy Moosey.
Moosey.
Big Moosey.
Moose.
Big Moose.
Big Moose.
They were against us, right? World War II?
Yeah.
It was Italy,
yeah.
Japan, and the Germans.
Mm-hmm. Mussolini, yeah, he aligned with Hitler at one point, but then his own people rose against him.
I mean, you guys could say anything right now. I would just agree. I don't have that history.
That was France Ferdinand came out with a hit in 2003.
The Axis of Evil, baby.
Yeah. The Axis of Evil, dude.
Which they sound so cool.
Yeah.
Who were the Allied powers? England, America. And who? It's fucking
I think Mexico.
White bread
Mexicans.
Horse shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All this sounds good to me.
Dude, fuck. What was that?
South Africa. Yeah.
The show The Man in the High Tower. Have you seen that?
Yeah, where it's like if the Nazis took over Times Square.
I'm not being an asshole here. And look, we might have to delete this. It's a better America.
Hey, I didn't see any. Hey, I didn't see anybody selling CDs on 42nd Street. It was kind of clean,
dude. You went to Long Island. You'd be like, dude, Nazi owned Long Island is nice.
Everyone was opposed to just one mansion.
Everyone was wearing Gucci and Prada.
Doggy, dude, you go out west, dude. It's all Japanese influence, doggy. That shit was fucking. It's noise.
Noise. It's pretty noise.
Fucking noise.
Noise. Kind of noise. Everybody was respectful. Yeah. Nobody was speaking on speakerphone. I kind of liked it.
What? Subways ran on time.
Subways were on time.
Let's see.
Noise.
Let's talk about this one. Gary Busey is charged with a sex crime at a New Jersey horror convention.
Why is he not dead yet?
At a horror convention?
Zach, were you there?
No, but I've been to this one a bunch.
This I knew this was in your radar.
Monster Mania, yeah. It's basically like a trade show where they have like merch and shit, and then celebrities have booths.
Got it.
Gary Busey was actually LARPing as Zach at this horror convention.
Hey, what's up, guys? Me, Zach, me. Yes, me, Zach.
I mean, he's legit Zach nuts. Rico. He's legit nuts, and I assume he grabbed some chicks' tits.
Hell yeah, dude.
Or he's not, because like, he's getting charged with like four different counts of stuff.
Let's rape dick this.
Yeah.
Let's rape dick this. I'll get to the bottom of it.
Rape.
Yeah.
Rape. Rape. Rape.
All right, so give us some details, Shannon.
Okay, so Gary Busey, who is now 78, was in Malibu, California at the Monster Mania convention. It was Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I'm sorry, he's from Malibu. He's facing several sexual offense charges stemming from incidents at the convention. It says it was held between the 12th to the 14th. He was charged Friday with two counts of criminal sexual contact, one count of criminal attempt / criminal sexual contact, and one count of harassment. It says
Remember when we were going to invent harassments? Yes. They were mints for a girl's asshole to shove into her asshole to make it not smell better.
Good time. The 90s. The good old days.
Damn, dude. And then, like, the way you give it to a girl is hilarious. Like, you're like, oh, your ass stinks, bitch. You need a harassment. You just plop it right into her asshole, dude.
When your asshole stinks, there's a mint for you.
Yeah. It should also be, like, part tranquilizer.
Mint. Yeah, dude.
It's like, all right, calm down, bitch. Here's your harassment.
You fucking... She's like, ooh.
Oh,
she just farts and it smells like fucking candy canes.
Like, what do you put up her ass? Oh, I don't know. I never put a piece of cheese to put it in.
Remember that? Guys, remember the things we invent on this show? Why don't we ever follow through with our inventions? This is crazy. That was one of the best ones we've ever done. All right, so Garrett, so we have no more details about this?
Yes. So
with the information we have, I say he's innocent.
There is a little more.
Yeah, he's an old man.
What are we doing?
I didn't tell you anything.
Innocent until proven guilty. It's just a charge. Doesn't mean anything.
So the Cherry Hill police lieutenant said that it was about contact. It was about touching. He said he allegedly groped two people and that police had received multiple complaints about his conduct.
He was drunk at this horror convention. Bitches are all dressed like 11 from Stranger Things. Yeah. He's a pedophile.
Toy. My wild assumption is some of these dudes get drunk and they're like, oh, what do you want me to sign your tits? And the girl like freezes.
No, he's groping. Signing tits is not something that anybody's getting in trouble for.
That's one of the things Ron Jeremy was most in trouble for.
He
also raped.
He went to prison for raping.
He also raped, but he was very famous for plopping chicks' tits out without asking.
By the way, let me make this very clear. If you want your tits signed by me, pull them out.
Yeah.
Pull them out, bitch. I'm signing tits, and that's never going to change. That will never change for me.
Yeah, of course.
That's sickening. If you show me your breasts, I will take a marker to them, and I will sign them, no matter how old you are.
No marker? I have my tongue. It's fine.
Can that be harassment? Shannon, do you think it's a bad idea for me to sign women's tits at Skankfest?
No. But I don't think you can force them to take the boob out of the shirt.
Yes, I can.
I think that would make
a
problem.
Watch
you,
me.
You don't have a poster I could sign? I'll sign your tit. Take out the titty.
Strongly suggest.
Yeah.
The man is probably 78 years old.
He's also crazy.
Yeah.
He's like fell off a horse or something. Yeah. People, he has a brain injury.
People dress up as Mike Myers. He probably got scared. Fucking everybody's dressed up as fucking as It the Clown. And
I don't know why
I
pictured Mike Myers as Austin Powers. I have no idea why. I was like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but I'll make you ready, baby. Yeah, sign my tit, baby. Yeah. Well, you're free.
Gary. Oh, God, fucking Mike Myers.
He's an old fuck.
Dave Smith is calling me. Uh-oh. Dave Smith, I'm on Real Ass Podcast right now. What's up, baby boy? Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're trying to find out if I'm better? I mean, I'm not necessarily better, but I'm in.
But he's here.
No, I'm good. I'll see you at 6.
Oh, good friends. That was Bruno calling you right now.
Do you feel okay?
But you could touch his penis under the table. Nobody even noticed.
Take another day off. You have vacation pay. Take it off.
No, Bruno, I have to work hard.
You deserve it, champ. You deserve it, big boy. Off.
Sit back, relax.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Order out tonight. Get Indian food.
No, I don't fucking eat Indian food.
I'm keto. Stop it, Bruno.
Stop it, Bruno.
Okay. Oh, you dirty bitch, yeah.
Yes, so dirty, aren't you? Masturbate now. Start to masturbate.
I don't want to.
Do it.
But little baby James is in the toy next door. He's playing Fortnite.
Do it. Jerk it.
Okay. All right.
Gary Olson, innocent.
Shannon,
Gary Busey, guilty as hell. Gary Busey did that shit. Gary Olson had nothing to do with the situation.
Very innocent.
Whoever Gary Olson is, he has nothing to do with this. Gary Busey probably did that shit.
Jarvis in the racist live chat says, I just became a guest sub. Are there any deep fakes of Natalie I need to catch up on? Question, Natalie Shannon, would you mind if I took all of the deep fakes and put them in the bonus section of the Real Ass Podcast so people can enjoy the deep fakes of you guys naked?
If someone had enough like a quality enough photo of me to make a deepfake, I would be very impressed.
Can you do me a favor?
Now show them them
teeth. Now look at the camera.
This is the gayest I've ever looked at work.
A 4K version of a photo of me.
Look at the camera. Give it a couple angles.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes. She looks
right, like now, wait, again, but mouth open.
She kind of looks like 11. She's giving me the 11.
I think that this is a smart idea. So the deepfakes from now on that Bricks and these other people bring to the table, why don't we save them, Shannon? We put them in a bonus section of Real Ass Podcast deepfakes.
Boner section.
The boner section. Hell yeah. Yeah, sorry. Wash your hand.
Girls, girls, girls.
Licking my hand.
God damn it, the show rules. Tell me another show. I mean, look, Skanks. Listen. Skanks at this point, it's okay. It's okay. This is the show. Everyone knows that this is the show that you have to be tuning into every day.
You got coffee. You're awake. You're sharp. Skanks, everybody's high. Also, can we just... Suck your dick.
Every time I'm not on one of these shows, so no offense, Zach, you do a great job, but I mean, skim fucking milk. Skim fucking milk. Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, all the other shows, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking... Oh, by the way, you guys see Louie and Rogan talking about the legendary... Shannon, pull that up for my Instagram.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Pull it up for my Instagram.
I want to see that bonus. Can you show the scene that you did or no?
No. Go buy it.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, go buy it, guys.
I'll show it to you, though. Cool. I bought it.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
I supported Louie.
Yeah, I want to see it.
But I'm going to fucking... I'm going to get a charge back on it. Give some volume. Why not?
This is amazing. You gotta watch this. It's amazing. You know Louis.
You can only see this on if you buy the movie. So Louis Gomez, there was a scene where where Joe, his character Jeff, is sitting in a car. Louis Gomez? Louis J? Louis?
On earth to call him Louis.
I don't think he cares.
Louis J. Gomez.
I do care, Joe.
You know what?
Pause it.
You need to pause it.
But Joe, don't fucking tell me what I care about. I do care.
When I first saw that, the way Rogan said it, I was like, really? Like Rogan knows Louis like that? You know, like who the fuck are you to say that about Louis?
Listen to me. I have a lot of respect for Joe Rogan.
He just said it like he doesn't mind.
I have a lot of respect for Joe Rogan, but it's very obvious that Rogan is extremely intimidated by
That's what I'm trying to say.
My alpha-ness, like, dude, I'm telling you right now, he studies apes and monkeys and shit. I act like a fucking alpha monkey, and he knows. That's he sees right. it, and he's like, dude, I can't have this energy around me. And that's fine. What he does is he regularly pays homage and fucking bends down and shows the respect yeah. to me on the show. I don't need to be on the show anymore because for him, it's like you know what it is?
Yeah.
It's like an ugly chick trying to bring a hot chick around. Like, no ugly chicks are being like, let me bring my hot friend around. Yeah, it ain't happening. Yeah, yeah. He's like, he's going to bring all the fucking uglies around.
Come here,
around.
Brian Callen. Yes. Come here, you fucking
Come on,
slop.
Norman, yeah, Shane, come on. Tim Dillon. Yeah.
You are Alpha Brain.
Exactly, yes. dude. So I'm Alpha fucking Heart, too, doggy. Yeah. Alpha Brain, Alpha Heart, Alpha Liver.
Mm-hmm.
Alpha,
you guys
alpha fingernails.
Do you guys text?
I sent him a little birthday DM because I don't have his new number.
That's what I'm saying. He acts like he knew you. Like, oh, he doesn't mind.
No, he knows. Okay, good. Play it. Continue.
I think he's got a future as an actor.
You fucking motherfucker! I'm gonna eat your soul. I'm gonna eat your fucking heart.
He's talented in a lot of things. Yeah. He can fight too. I'm watching his sparring footage and all that stuff. He knows what he's doing.
Dude, I got stung like four times and was like, whoa, I didn't even see him anymore. And
that's
I
had Ellis.
My hands out. I'm like, wow, this is the end.
Ellis talking about how much I fucking put him down. Dude, Ellis is terrified. When he talks about me, it's like he's talking about a professional fighter, dude.
Lewis, it's me, Bruno, again. Wear the hot pink boxing shorts. Put on the hot pink ones, in front of hundreds.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. See, then Joe Rogan switches it up.
No, they
realize what he said.
Look, the reality is, whenever these guys that people perceive as legends get together in a room, what happens? Puerto Rican Rattlesnake comes up. Chichi Benson comes up. It's just what happens. I'm you know,
Pork out of comedy.
The smoke will clear, and when it's all said and done, they're gonna be like, holy shit. It's gonna be after I'm dead. I'm not gonna get the respect while I'm alive, but they will fucking talk about me. There'll be the legend of Luis J. Gomez, and not in the ironic, like, tongue in cheek, like Rich Voss is a legend. That's fucking horseshit, dude. That's a gag. That's a gag. Everyone should know that. No offense to Voss, I think Voss is great, but that's a gag. It's only funny because he's not right. I'm genuinely a future legend.
True.
And everyone gets to fucking be around my greatness this whole time. Can I also say, Shannon brought this up. I don't give a fuck about Andrew Tate. I don't care. People are like, dude, Andrew Tate's like you, dude. No. I don't know who the fuck that. If you like Andrew Tate, you're a faggot.
I don't even know who that is.
If you like, if you're, I don't know what you want me to say. I don't even. I've done.
He's a meme. He's a meme. He's
I've done no
meme.
Research on this guy. But yeah. If you are a follower of Andrew Tate, you're a fucking loser. It's not I'm not. This is not a real person. This is a whatever the fuck he is. It's a fad, and it's been around for like a fucking month. And I don't care.
It's a cookie.
I don't want it to keep on coming in my face. Stop telling me to talk about Andrew Tate.
Oh,
stop.
I like that a little bit.
I don't like
Silencio Tate.
What is? I mean, I won't even. Shannon brought up. She's like, Andrew Tate was banned from social media platforms. I was like, why do I give a fuck about Andrew Tate being banned from social media platforms?
He's a meme.
I don't follow men.
Yeah.
I'm not a man follower.
Yeah.
I'm not a man follower. And if you're a man follower, you should fucking look in the mirror. Even my fans, I tell them, like, look in the mirror. The fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, look in a fucking mirror.
The fuck is wrong with you? What are you doing following another fucking man?
Unfollow me. Unfucking follow me, doggy. You heard that, doggy?
Bruno, I think this is a bad idea.
I think you'll need a social media follower.
Shut up. I'm not gay.
Follow me. Figure out where I'm going and meet me there.
Dylan's like, yo, we got this new merch with your name on the back of the jersey. You want to sell that, like, for real?
No.
That's your Dylan?
This is Dylan.
Yo, it's me, Dylan. Yo, what's up? Yo, we'll talk.
Yeah, I'm just saying, whatever this fucking Andrew Tate thing, I don't know.
Pull him up.
No. I don't fucking know. Greg says Andrew Tate is a better version of Lewis. This guy's...
Oh, ban that guy.
Greg is a fucking flaming homosexual.
Yes.
Ban him.
Greg, what are you... better version... What is Andrew Tate? What the fuck is Andrew Tate? I don't care. It's fucking crazy. Shut up, you fucking losers. Stop worshiping a fucking other man. To me, Jordan Peterson. No offense to Jordan Peterson, dude. If you're a fucking...
He sucks, too. He's a fucking weirdo. I don't eat french fries. Go suck a dick.
Make your bed. No shit, fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You make my bed. How about that?
Yeah. Make my fucking bed. Hey, Bruno, make my fucking bed. Sir, can you please leave Bed Bath & Beyond? Sir, can you please get out of here, sir? Make my fucking bed. Sir, that's the display bed, sir.
The display bed?
What do you mean? I'm entertained.
sir. Sir, this is a Ray Moore Flanagan.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck him. He's a pussy bitch.
I don't know what any of it is.
Now, where's the toilet section?
People, it just keeps on coming. It's like, dude, Andrew Tate. Shut up. Just shut up.
I really don't even know who he is.
He's a dude, and I think he's like an anti, like, feminist.
Yeah, thing. He just has these weird, like, fucking, you know, beatitudes of being a man, you know?
You pay for a woman's meal, and she makes you a sandwich.
That's me. You're doing that. You're just doing my whole thing right
now. You take her to Italy, and she shows you
your
throw
dick. The sandwich back at her. I'm keto, bitch.
No, he's, yeah.
I'm eating my sandwiches.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah, no, he sucks.
Just stop. If at one point... And this is for anybody. If at one point you realize that you're like genuinely hanging on the words of another man, and that's not your dad or like your like legitimate personal mentor, somebody who's like helping you in fucking life.
Yeah.
You need to fucking look in the mirror and realize what you're becoming, dude.
Yeah.
We should all be trying to be leaders, not trying to be followers. And look, this is the truth. I'm going to get a little fucking preachy right now. Fuck it. Why not? Right? Uh-huh. Why not? Why wouldn't I?
Preachy sound effect?
What? I do have a preachy sound effect.
It's a preachy sound.
Brothers and sisters,
he does. I got greens, bananas, potatoes, pork, loin. Praise
him. You should be striving to be a fucking leader, not a follower. Simple as that. And that is counterproductive toward what I'm trying to build with Gas Digital, Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcasts, my entire fucking thing. I should not be telling people that they should be doing their own fucking thing and becoming their own leaders, but that is what they're doing. If you are walking around in life and you're a fucking follower and you're following other men,
yeah,
I mean, what is it about, dude? Kill yourself. Kill yourself, dude.
No more someone else's shoe. Get those out of there. No more Jordans. That's another man's shoe.
That is another
man's
shoe.
You're putting
shoe.
Your foot in another guy's shoe.
That is true, actually.
It's kind of gay.
I think
gay.
It's a little bit gay.
Yeah, no jerseys. That's done.
I said that a long time ago.
Yeah. You got to get your Amico hat. Sorry.
If you're wearing... No, this is a hat for a show, and that's
oh,
okay.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
No, I don't like the fact go. That his name is on it, but it's fine.
Okay, good.
Like, call it good branding.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't like it, but it's okay. But I'm wearing it to support my friend who I love. Okay? I'm not following Zach. I'm actually following one of my follow. I'm wearing one of my followers' pieces of merch.
If you don't,
we're walking in a circle. We're 69ing down a hill,
which is
Bruno
not gay.
Told him to do.
Not gay.
He looking so soft.
Yeah, dude. I'm just saying, dude. Fucking like, obviously, you can like people and appreciate people and be fans of things. But you should be creating your own shit and do the biggest thing in your life shouldn't be the Yankees or the fucking Mets or the fucking, you know, whoever. I can't name another team because I'm not a fucking homo who cheers for men playing sports.
You're like the Liberty. Yeah, dude,
no, it's if that's the biggest thing in your life is the accomplishments of other men, you need to fucking look in the mirror and say, what the fuck am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
Change it right away.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I'm seeing when people keep on mentioning Andrew Tate or I'm sure Andrew Tate, I think, is like a gag more than like a serious thing, whereas Jordan Peterson is like a serious. But I also kind of see that people follow Rogan in that way. People follow fucking see with like Schultz and Tim Dillon.
They're yearning for, you know, a companion, for leadership, you know, and some of them are really weak minded where they just fucking go with the rest.
I don't
of
want
the
those fucking fans. Yeah. Go be fucking weak minded. Yeah. The people that watch my shit should be inspired to fucking do something with their lives. And I'm a fucking moron. I barely speak the language. I don't think about what I'm going to say before I'm going to say it. I act from my gut very often. But when you see what I do, you should be going like, holy shit, this guy's retarded and has made a career out of speaking. It's
get
crazy.
Motivated.
I have fucking 50 employees. Are you kidding me? Come on now. Let's go.
Son of a stabber. Made it all the way here.
Shanketeer.
Stabby.
Stabby.
Shanketeer.
I mean, probably a stabber.
Both, yes.
Yeah.
Wavy Davy 951. All Lewis does is idolize other men. Where do I idolize other men?
I know.
Who do you... Who are... Who's someone that you idolize? Is there someone that
do you have
Jobs?
A hero?
Steve Jobs was the one guy that I look at sort of what he did and sort of who he was, and I do idolize that a little bit. But if Steve Jobs is here right now,
you do kind
of
mimic him.
I would smack him right in his fucking mouth to show him that I have no respect for another fucking, and I'm the man, dude.
Yeah.
I'd shove an iPhone into his asshole.
Nice.
Bruno would be my way, like, oh, turn that around, turn it sideways.
Why would you smack him? Finger his ass.
Stick it straight up his candy ass.
Brandon Schwab in the Race Live Chat says, Lewis has bases his whole life off of imitating Schultz. Hold on, we'll give it Chattel Snake. Chattel Snake. Chattel Snake. Chattel Snake. Show me that you've never watched me do anything if you think I'm imitating Schultz.
Yo, you from Pakistan? Yeah, yo, where you from? You from Pakistan? Shit.
Schultz?
Why not?
I think Schultz is great. I think he's awesome. I think he's awesome. Schultz. But am I imitating? You can say that I'm imitating. You can't really say. Who am I imitating?
You're like a mixture of Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah,
it's Phil Anselmo from Pantera.
Yeah.
Late era. You're just drunk on stage yelling about white power. Yeah.
My back. Oh.
You're a Hot Topic employee with some luck.
Yeah, I mean, there's really nobody that I'm imitating or emulating. You can say I stink. You can say I'm whatever. But you can't say that I'm not original. You can't say that I'm fucking trying to do somebody else. Believe me. You know?
Have class.
If you pointed out that I have Big J, Dave Attell, and Kurt Metzger tendencies on stage, I could see that. Like, I noticed it the other day. There was a joke that on my first album that I was like, oh shit, that is a Dave Attell delivery. You know, it was like, let's talk about the issues, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's very much Dave Attell. But I think that's the case with like most comics that like look.
Well, that was also probably like a newer joke, right?
I don't even know. It was just, you know, back when we're all doing impressions of the guys that we look up
to. Yeah, exactly.
You could tell the guys who are Dave Attell guys, like Kurt Metzger and Big J, are in the beginning, we're just doing Dave Attell.
Yeah.
100% just doing Dave Attell. You could tell the guys that are doing Louis.
All my new jokes. You can tell
Shane is a Louis guy through and through. You tell the guys that are doing Burr. Paul Verzi is a big Burr. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could just hear the influence.
Seinfeld, you see Mark Norman, you kind
of. Yeah, and that's just part of the game. But I don't think that any of those guys are ripping off the style of the other people. It's just sort of like what clique you sort of grew up with, you know,
a genre, you could say. You know what I mean?
Let's see,
I'm from Boston. I like all those Boston guys are like in the back of my head every time I do something.
Just fucking Nick DiPaolo, you know? Just fucking
Bobby a lot. Well, because when I was working at YKWD, I took a lot of Bobby in.
Yeah. Bobby's
I bet you did. I did too, believe me.
Yeah,
until you get ahead on that show.
That's where Bruno came. Bruno came from Bobby.
Silencio, dude.
Silencio, dude. He's sucking my dick.
Sucking my dick, dude.
Dude. Bruno, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Bobby's bullying Bruno as well.
Dude, I like Bruno better, dude.
Dude, I'm going to give you a job to Bruno. He just wants it more. Let's see.
Silencio, Bruno. What are you flying? What are you flying in Italy?
Airplane?
No, but which?
We're doing a...
It's been so bad.
We're doing a blimp.
Nice.
We're
blimpy.
In a hot air balloon across the world.
How far? Where are we stopping, dude?
Get in, dude.
Get in, dude.
The fire on my ass, dude.
Feels good, dude. I gotta get around the world in 80 days, dude. Oh my God.
No sugar, no grains, dude. You're our blimp. Now, dude, I'm losing weight.
I lost 3 pounds, dude. 3 pounds, dude.
Bobby explodes. Oh, the humanity.
The Hinden Bobby.
Oh, fuck me, dude. Let's see. LA flash mob of looters takes over a 7-Eleven. Shannon, what is this?
I can show you the video.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, wow. That's a flash mob.
Yep. No, it's just called a mob.
Yeah, why did I think it was going to be like people doing like Michael Jackson's Beat It?
Like just that's what they do in like Grand Central.
Yeah, no, this is just a bunch of kids realizing 7-Eleven was lootable.
Oh, also, didn't they decriminalize stealing under $100 or something?
Yeah. Uh-oh, went over the counter.
Oh, my God.
Fuck, yeah. Get the scratchies.
Blunt reps.
See, if this was New York, these guys would be getting stabbed.
Yeah. And they want to, yeah.
Can I tell you why I don't even mind it? Can I tell you why?
It's like a forest fire, though. Like, isn't this just renewal?
Well, also, why are minorities such fucking idiots? Why do we videotape us committing the crimes?
They should have got, like, a couple white people for this.
Yeah.
Not a single honky anywhere here.
I mean, so the amount of people that are caught directly on camera, looking directly into a camera, how do they even go about that? Like, do they... Essentially, you get fucked there if that's on the news.
Yeah.
And somebody that hates you goes, oh,
I can call
that's
his job,
Shireen.
Right?
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch. And then they call, like, that's, but that will happen to like a dozen of those people.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's facial recognition. Cop goes on Facebook and does like an area scan of people on Facebook.
Can they do that
now?
No.
Pretty sure they can.
At this point?
You can go on Facebook and look people near you.
I can imagine that being like in a CSI plot.
Yeah.
You know, I think something there's shit we don't know about. Like, whenever you get one of those apps, it's like, see what you would look like as an old man.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, they're saving your face and giving it to China.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure. In Russia.
They're making clones.
Yeah.
We just did that with Natalie on the Nattlesnake segment.
We got a deepfake yet?
Yeah. So, yeah, the whole technology thing for fighting crime is interesting. Speaking of which, this is, so this happened with Google AI. Google locked this dad out of all of his accounts after he took a picture of his son's inflamed groin. So I guess maybe his son had a medical issue and he took a picture of it to send the doctor.
Yeah.
And then Google recognized that it was boy dick.
He had gonorrhea.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it says that the kid had unusual swelling in his groin area and he took the pictures ahead of a video consultation. But before he made it to the video consultation, they flagged him, shut down everything. And it took 10 months until a police investigation was able to clear him and he could reinstate his accounts.
That's crazy.
What an annoying.
Is it? See, years. I had no idea. Is it illegal to take a picture of
your son's penis?
Children nude. Because is that illegal? And can Google just look at your images?
Well, as a father, Lewis, you probably have one on the iCloud somewhere of James.
My sister took a picture of my son naked recently and sent it to me. just like a cute, like of his butt. He was being funny, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, got it.
And then I remember saying to her, I was like, is this, what is the parameter for child porn? I was like, I have no idea. Yeah. Like, is it even illegal to do that? Because when when I was a baby, there's pictures of me, like, with my dick out.
That was like a normal thing that
in the bath.
Has.
Everyone's got a naked picture of them as a kid, right?
Yeah, but those were all on film, like, in a book.
Yeah, but you went to a photographer, you know what I mean?
But now the fact that they're on the cloud is different.
I'm just saying, is it illegal to take a picture of your naked child? Child pornography is a form of sexual exploitation. Child pornography is any visual depiction of sexually explicit conduct involving a minor.
So anything.
So the weird thing about porn is there's no real definition other than does it turn you on?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So like anything
Which
could
is,
really
yes.
be porn mm-hmm. if you're like, well, that's what I masturbate to.
Yeah, I mean,
how does Google lock? Why would it? They
how
lock
much
them out
worse
of
would it be if it was a picture of your own dick?
I know. That's why
it's
I'm
like
worried.
It's a child's, yeah.
child's penis.
I gotta make sure I'm hard. I can't take any soft pictures of my cock. I will get flagged.
It's just a picture of me belly down in the tub.
No midgets could have a photo. No dick picture from a midget.
Well, I mean, I. But I wonder, like, what is like, what's the definition? If you have a child and you take a picture of them in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Technically, that would be sexually explicit to some fucking pedophile, of course.
Yeah.
But to you, where you're like, oh, look, it's my kids taking a bath together. It's cute. I want to have that memory. Or I want to recreate, like, let's say you see parents, like, recreating the picture of them when they with their kids.
Yeah.
Like, at what point is it considered porn?
He must have sent it somewhere. It must have somehow went beyond just a photo album in his phone. Right? That's all I could think of, where then it will get flagged that it, you know?
This also gets weird because, like, young girls don't have tits, so, like, sometimes you just let
you
them run
a
around.
Photo. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Your daughter, whatever, she's in the bathtub playing with a duck, and you're like, oh, cute.
This says that the pictures were automatically backed up to his Google Cloud. And I guess once it hit the cloud is once they have access to see it.
Yeah.
I gotta delete all my shit.
Dude, that's the whole thing.
Not my child porn. I gotta delete all like my yeah. my dick pics, yes. my nudes.
You keep the child porn.
I had a nice little collection in my phone, and now I'm getting like in my head, I was like, number one, I feel like a moral thing where I'm like, there's like checks from like years ago that like right. I still have, like, and I'm like, would they be okay with me having it now? But it's mine. Bitch, you sent it to me. Do yeah. I not get to have it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you.
Shit,
yeah.
How do you feel about that? You sent the guy a nude years ago and he still has it. Do you think that he should have a moral obligation to delete the nude?
So I have this exists in my life because I have an ex boyfriend.
Sexy music.
Shannon, please, sexy music right now.
Can we have his Instagram? Shannon, do that thing with the sweater that you did before where you took it off and one of your tits were kind of high and the other one was low, like the Palisade Mall. Thanks.
I have an ex that has nudes of me in his phone, yeah. but also has, like, this is 100 years ago, and I did like a sexy photo shoot for him. So he also has physical copies
Ooh.
Of pictures, and he refuses to give them back to me and refuses to delete them. He's like, no, these are mine. You gave them to me.
Well, if a girl asked me to delete them specifically,
yeah,
I would do that. After me and this chick one time filmed some shit, she was like, you know what? Delete that. Like that yeah. actually fucking, what the fuck was I thinking? Because it's hot in the moment. You're like, let's film a porn.
Yes.
And then you film a porn together and then you both come or you do and, you know, she leaves.
you ever film a porn on a tripod where you could see your ass pounding? Oh, nightmare. No, I haven't, but I would never do that.
I've left the phone on the table.
And you can see your whole body.
Yeah, oh, it's a nightmare. Okay.
Nightmare, dude. Oh, really?
I hate it.
All right.
It kind of looks like him fucking the bed, to be honest.
Yeah. No, this is my worst angle. It's directly behind me, looking at my ass moving. If there's an angle to see me the worst at, it's naked moving like that with my, it's just the... Yeah, at one point, the rhythm gets to the point where like my ass is still up here, but my torso's down, and my ass starts slapping my own ass somehow. Like
you still have love handles, kind of.
Yeah, dude, my love handles start smacking me on the ass.
If there's a mirror, you're like Hobgoblin from Spider-Man 1 with Bruno. He just come. All your leftover fat is still there a little bit.
It's not good.
You got fat boy thighs, so you kind of just got to.
Yeah.
It's like doing a good job. Sheath underwear, baby, because you got to put the sheath underwear, and you can go right, you know?
Bring it together. And I'm trying, this week I have to be really good because we're going to Italy on Saturday, and I'm just going to eat bad the whole time.
But the food is so good, it's not processed, you're not going to gain weight.
I heard that, actually. Yeah, I heard that you're not, yeah. But I also, like, I get very, I get gluttonous when I'm on vacation. I start to...
Go crazy.
I treat myself like a king, dog.
Get the Nutella,
like,
get
I get into it where I'm like no. I'm here on vacation. Me and my son, we're never going to be here again. Maybe one day, but not for any time soon. We have to create these like special moments. So I will go above and beyond with like the food and like the restaurants and
try every single pasta.
Every pasta.
I don't know how many there are. There has probably at least 40.
It's got to be a lot.
Yeah. Have a good pizza. Have a little fresh blood orange juice. It's amazing. The blood orange juice.
Blood orange juice.
Yeah. The Nutella tastes
different. When did you
go to
Italy?
I went there maybe 10 years ago with my ex-girlfriend.
No, wow. Romantic trip?
She was doing Shakespeare. She was an actress. So she was doing a Shakespeare show. Ooh, Big Willie Shakes. Yeah. And I just tagged along.
She was
along.
African. She had a spear. She was shaking it.
Come here, fat boy.
Come here. We're going to eat pasta.
This is random. But so she was doing Romeo and Juliet. And there's a part of Romeo and Juliet where she tries to get the poison out of the bottle. Now, none of the kids speak English. So she was doing it for high school kids. And every time she would do it, she would go like this. In the air, and I would just look at the little Italian boys fucking cracking up.
That's great.
And she never understood it. She was like, what am I doing wrong? Why don't they love me? I'm like, it looks like you're jerking someone off. It's so bad.
They're doing the milk table thing.
Yeah, she fucking, oh, Juliet, to me. Anyways, Italy's great.
It was great, though.
They're like children in that play, aren't they? They're like 13 in that.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're supposed to.
It's all child porn,
sucks.
Dude.
It all sucks. Shakespeare, Andrew Tate, sucks.
Yeah.
The food is great in Italy.
Food is good. I'm excited. Very, very excited. But that's the thing. Like, this whole week, I got to do no carb, low carb, fucking.
Just move around. Keep hitting the punching bag. You'll be all right.
I haven't drank in like a week and a half.
Ooh.
That's a hard one. Yeah. Because you're going to want to have a little longer.
No, I'm going to drink.
Are you going to drink
wine.
Over there?
Oh, I'm going to drink wine for sure.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Very excited.
Shannon, tits.
Shannon? Shannon, if I get you new breast implants, can I suck in your titties?
Shannon, the pictures you sent this guy.
Yeah.
Is he also in something?
What did you role play as? Please tell me.
Was it like George in his photo shoot?
Who's
from George? Seinfeld?
I don't know that.
The Velvet Couch.
Oh. Shannon, are they just you, or is there some of him or parts of him?
Oh no, there's none of him in the picture.
So it's just you naked.
Yep.
But like, how raunchy?
What color were you?
Sexy
toes?
Music. Hold on.
Did you have a foot tattoo at the time?
No. The good thing is that I was not tattooed at all.
So,
at the time. Okay.
Oh, sir.
Wait,
so it's the better version of you.
No, wait. Pre or post tits?
A post.
Oh.
Ooh.
How new?
This is like 11 years ago.
Pink, no pink.
Your vagina.
you show the clam?
Not in his grouping of pictures.
Not in his grouping of pictures.
So you have...
So there's other pictures of your pussy in the world, you're saying?
Yeah.
Like spread? Like lips open? Shannon, you whore!
Shannon,
oh my God!
Shannon, just to help me paint the picture, do you have like the braille areola? Like mad bumpy?
No.
Okay.
Did you do the thing where you bent over and then you spread your lips with your fingers from behind? Oh, that's so hot.
You do that thing where you
stop late?
What about that thing where you lay back and your toes kind of show at the same time? Your toes are on the camera and you play your pussy?
All right.
The curl. Shannon, describe to me your most explicit picture that you've taken. And then, Natalie, you're going to do the same. And then we're going to come. Everyone, listen to me. Everyone jerk off right now together at home. This is going to be a sexual experience for all the fans.
Get your heart in your hand.
Get your fucking dick.
I can do it. Take your dick out now. This is the companion part of the show, everybody. Just like, can I do Natalie's part?
So one time I went to Niagara Falls.
Kermit the Frog.
That's the hottest thing I ever did was I went to this place called Death Valley, and I took a picture of my dad in his caravan. Yeah. Shannon,
go ahead.
Wait, can you do mine also, Figs?
I was in the bathroom at a hole.
So one time I was online for that hot dog they sell at Costco. It's $1.50.
Look, people are fapping. People are masturbating.
Fap.
Fap, Shannon, put the sexy music on and then describe in detail your most explicit photo. Shannon, don't be an idiot, dude. Right? For once, just be playing along with
it. Look, this is the real ass fap book club.
Look, but when I play along, it just keeps going and going
Play along with the bit. Yeah,
it's just a bit. We went over this.
So you took several photos. Were you wearing anything?
No.
Okay, so completely butt naked.
Shut up, Figs.
Sorry.
Shut up, Figs. You're fucking ruining it. Relax. You're getting too excited, dude. Yeah. It's so obvious you're such a horny fucking asshole. Chill, dude. We're having a fun bit right now.
I'm sorry.
Freaky horny bitch.
I'm sorry.
Chill, dude. So Shannon, we don't even care. I don't even care. Like, whatever. This doesn't even matter to me or anybody else.
Yes. We're not into this, really.
So maybe it's not this photo. Maybe it's another explicit photo. But describe to us the most explicit photo you've ever taken. I mean, it might be sex. You might be having a penis inside of you in this photo. Mm. A dildo.
No.
No toys.
Mm-mm.
You've never done a porn. You've never taken video of a man having sex with you.
Not vaginal sex, no.
Anal sex?
No.
You fucking pig. No. You're nasty, Shannon.
No, not anal, no.
Blowjob. You've taken a blowjob video.
Figs.
Sorry. No.
Figs, stop taping her.
Dude, I was on FanDuel.
Figs, chill, dude.
You're a fucking animal.
Can you say again, Shannon?
Shannon.
So many stories on this page.
No, it's okay. So, go ahead. What was this?
Sweating.
I am sweating.
We're all sweating.
So hot. Why did Shannon get hot after I started dating somebody? Look how suggestive and sexual she is now.
It's all a game, Lewis. It's all a game.
Shannon, go ahead. What was your most explicit photo?
There was a short video of oral sex happening. This is like prior to being able to send stuff.
You did like Richard Pryor? You do your Richard Pryor.
You were on fire.
It was on those like Canon cameras, the digital cameras. It was on there that there was a little
don't
bit of
don't age yourself.
That's how long ago. I don't have sex now, Zach.
So,
that a sexy
and you blew this guy to completion.
He had one of those cameras that had a hood over and a puff of smoke went out.
that part wasn't on the video.
So he did complete, but not on the video.
Right.
And that video is where?
I don't think it exists.
It's on a fucking scan disc. What are those little
sand disc?
Fucking USB.
Yeah, one of those little memory cards. It's on a PlayStation 1 memory card. Crash Bandicoot.
But he's like significantly older than me, so he doesn't have the technology knowledge to know what to do with that. I'm pretty sure it doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Wow. Natalie, what's the most explicit photo or video you've taken?
Have not. There are nudes of me that exist that my girlfriend has that were from like us on FaceTime together, but
what do you mean? Oh, so she took screenshots.
Screenshots, yeah. But I don't
girls,
like my
girls
body
don't like that, right?
No,
by the way, if you ever FaceTime me, I will screenshot it. Ladies. Just so you know, you've been warned. I will screenshot the fuck out of that. Is that rape? Is that a rape? Is that in the look? If there's a line, if there's a line drawn in the road, and one side's not rapey, and the other side's rapey, it's on the rapier side.
A little bit of rapey side.
Dude, the first time Snapchat fucking ratted on me, when a girl sent me something, and then brutal. Zach screenshotted this, and she just writes back, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "I didn't know I was gonna tell you.
I was just trying to lower the volume and put the power on at the same time." I'm so sorry. It's the iPhone, a new iPhone. Do you have the XR? If you want to go to the homepage, you just have to press volume.
Social media just.
I'm trying to turn the volume down and turn it off.
I'm just trying to turn it up and down. It's weird. It connected to my Bluetooth.
Social media just keeps snitching now because Instagram will tell you when your friends follow like those accounts.
Oh yeah,
like Chris from Brooklyn follows a lot.
Oh shit!
Wow. Any of those hot ratchet girls just snitches on all your friends, dude.
Natalie, were you posing or was this just kind of like you're on a toilet doing lesbian stuff? Were you making like coffee with a French press
on a bidet?
You know, some lesbian shit.
Are you journaling?
Yeah, what were you doing? Were you giving your cat catnip?
Hiking?
Or were you doing something hot, Natalie?
Searching for seashells on a beach.
You know, lesbian stuff. You're at the dress barn.
You were masturbating.
No, I was just naked.
You're just naked.
Just standing there naked, not doing anything.
I was naked and afraid in the Palisades woods. Yeah, that's all. I was under a rainbow.
I was naked making IKEA furniture. I was just wearing a tool belt, and, opening a jar of pickles. Kosher Devil's my favorite.
Fuck. I'm just putting new laces on my Doc Martens. Yeah, well, it was really hot. I was wearing long black socks that had the Adidas sign on it.
God damn, Natalie. Just try to be sexy, please.
You're acting like those.
I was emptying the pockets out of my cargo shorts. They were full of.
I was knitting a poncho.
But I was naked. fuck. What were you doing, Natalie?
First back like my bathroom.
Strapping up my Teva sandals.
Let's see. Good luck, Cuck, in the racist live chat says, Figs, you're just mad because you and Natalie are wearing the same outfit, but she wears it better.
Fuck you, Goodwin Cuck. You piece of shit.
Good luck, Cuck.
I'll see you at Old Navy,
we're
Natalie.
We're literally wearing the same outfit. Right?
Yeah, baby.
So funny.
You guys are both dressed like Guidos.
Oh,
you know what? Fuck it. Let's go to world news with Mikey Figs.
Ah, here we go. I might need you in this, all right?
All right.
Okay.
Oh, ends a little
short. I thought
it
was longer. It always ends
a little short.
We're going to go to India, where at least 32 have been killed in India as monsoonal rains lash the northern states. First of all, I had no idea that India had states. So here we have state representative Pishku Ukbar.
Pishnu Ukbar, very good. You've been practicing your Navinjara order.
Pishnu, at least 32 people have been killed with monsoonal rains. What can you tell us about these horrible torrential downpours?
Hi, I am in the middle of the storm right now, Mr. Gomez. Today's no good. Very, very bad day. I have my umbrella blow away 3 times, so I have to get new umbrella. 47 people dead because they don't swim. Indian people don't swim.
Now,
and we don't have any boats in India. We don't have any cars, nothing. Everyone drowning dead.
So the
it's a little Jamaican and then a little European.
I gotta hear my voice.
We are looking for the silver lining in this case. Can we talk about
silver lining? Does smell much better here in India now? Because you know, it do not smell good in India.
Yes,
it smells really bad. It's
technically,
like
you've washed the population. Is this a sign from God?
Do you know what exactly are you saying? What do you mean? We don't worship God here. We worship Vishnu Krishna.
Vishnu Krishna.
Yes. make it rain. I think Ludacris is in the sky.
Okay, now we're going to go to Nigeria.
Uh-oh. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Nigerian teen might be the next women's golf prodigy. We are here with the Nigerian teen.
Arnold Palmer. Hello, I welcome to beautiful Africa. Today is amazing day because we have learned how to play golf.
This is amazing. Yes. You are playing golf.
Yes,
now.
The entire time we thought this tool was used to remove clitorises, but it is not. It is not. It is to hit a ball from the grass to the pond.
Now, why is it that you think that you have been able to so quickly burst onto the golf scene?
Because we're the only motherfuckers playing golf here. There's nobody playing.
I'm an African child.
Yes, there's nobody here playing. Everybody, the only game people know how to play in Africa is tic-tac-toe. So when I pulled up with a golf stick, motherfuckers went crazy. Black Panther forever.
Okay, Wakanda. All right, let's go to Russia.
Sometimes he's bombed.
It's the worst one we've ever done.
Why did you go to World News? I've been on fire the whole episode.
We do it. You're right. We usually do it as a crutch. And you've been crushing it, and now you're bombing. We're ending the show with you bombing. I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to Russia, where Russia is claiming that the Ukraine has killed Putin's ally's daughter.
Hello. Happy day today, Russia. We got him. Wait, am I Russian or Ukraine?
You are Russian.
Oh, no. Sad day today. It's been raining in India. Here's on World News. It's been raining in India. Black people are playing with a ball and metal pipe. They're calling it the golf, but we know it's not the golf. It's black cricket. Anyways, in other news, Putin's daughter is dead.
Oh, he called it moon cricket.
Breaking news, Zachary stealing Fig's valor. Breaking news. Anyways, Putin, he will live forever. We will resurrect his daughter, and we will fight Ukraine to the death.
Okay, world news of Mike Figgs. Yay!
Figgy snake!
That's pretty good. I liked it.
That's what they want.
I still can't stop laughing that you and Natalie are both dressed like you're sitting outside of Satriani's.
Can you Mike Pierce the gabagool?
I want to look like the guy from Rocco's Modern Life. 18, Natalie, can I give me the Rocco? Thanks, guys. Anyways, I'm going to FaceTime my girlfriend and play my clam.
Pull up a Rocco for Rocco.
Fix your stack! Fuck you, live chat! Suck my dick!
Wait, now bring up
Natalie.
Bring up Rocco and Heifer and tell me it's not me and Natalie.
Oh, fuck me.
I love you, Natalie. I love you, Shannon. It's all a bit. God.
Who's the turtle?
Sheldon. That's Ian.
Yeah. Finance, yes.
Fuck me, dude. That's so funny.
Hey, you guys are going to have a great bye, guys, today?
Is Natalie producing the show?
It's me, Ian Finance. I'm a turtle.
That's a Halloween costume. You guys got to do that.
Yo, that's so good. Zach, it looks just like you did.
All right. We'll do this one final story. You guys, I guess, talked about this on a show that I wasn't here for. A Bronx attack victim improved after brain surgery and is taken off a ventilator. The perpetrator is in custody. Shannon, what was this story?
Okay, so I'll show you the original video first. Here you go. No sound. It's just a closed circuit.
Oh, fuck.
And he put on a pair of gloves before he did that.
She's dressed like Natalie.
I can
show you one more time. Whoops.
What?
So he puts on gloves.
It's little Jorge. Jesus Christ.
Now, we thought that was like a teenager. That's like a 50-something-year-old man, right?
Yeah, 52. Oh, yeah.
The guy who punched.
No, the guy that got hit.
Yes.
Oh.
Why'd he sucker punch him?
We don't know. Shannon, is there any more details?
No, so we still don't know why that is, but they did catch the perpetrator. Apparently, he is a rapist. This is the guy, if you want to see it. This is his face.
Oh, yeah.
He's a rapist. He's on the sexual offender database on the highest level, which I guess is 3. And so
the
he's...
manager for Gary Busey is also...
So he's currently in jail awaiting trial. They keep moving his charges around because they don't know how the other guy is doing yet. Jesse, oh, that's not him, but the other guy, Jesse Cortez, is 52. He had a fractured skull, a brain bleed, and he was on a ventilator. On Sunday, they took him off the ventilator, but for good reasons, because he's doing better right now. Oh. So as long as he recovers, this guy will only be charged with a misdemeanor. But again, they still don't know what led to this.
That's crazy that he'll be charged with a misdemeanor. I feel like the injury they get should be...
That's crazy.
Like, I think if you put somebody in the hospital and fracture their skull, it should automatically be a felony.
Yeah. You know? I think if you sucker punch someone, it should be a big crime. Because you can really kill somebody when it's not...
Yeah, there's like 5 different murder charges. Yeah. There should be like levels of assault.
If you and I fight and we're arguing and we get into a fight and it's a regular... Yeah, that should be like
I'll
nothing.
I'll fucking knock your head off your shoulders.
Yeah, for sure. I'm gay. Wild, you'll dude. Fuck me up. I'm gay. We try to fight each other. No one should really get in trouble. We had a fight, yada, yada, yada. But if I sucker punch the shit out of you... Yeah.
That'd be the last thing you ever did in your entire life. I would literally get up. Dude, I would fucking pop right the fuck up. Like, I just ate a can of spinach and I was Popeye, dude.
Where's the news?
Hey, let's do world news. I'm sorry. That was just part of world news.
Like Bruno in my head's like, no, he's your friend.
Don't hit him. He's a fat little meatball and he likes you. Continue to help his career. Come on, there's hope in this one. Don't do it.
No, he just fucking sucker punched me, Doggy. Doggy, no.
He's you if you had hair. Be nice. Be nicer to him. He's a fat little you.
So this guy fractured his skull, but he's off the ventilator now, Shannon?
Yes.
Do you have any video of him now?
I don't.
After skull surgery?
Oh, I do. Hold on.
All deflated.
Yeah,
poor guy.
I have just this. I have Bronx. This.
Skeletor.
Thank you.
Wow.
His skull's looking good.
Wow.
His skull surgery.
It took 1 hour 19 minutes for that bit.
Oh yeah, the story is new story. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Shannon Snake. All right, there's only one way to end this. It's, you got to ask one more question about these nudes.
Oh, God.
Lewis, you're the only one that could do
what?
It.
What are their questions about the nudes?
Just make up a question for the fans.
They all know. They've masturbated enough to it. They're good with it. This is hot. Right, Shannon, can you just send me a nude? Shannon, if I paid for your breasts, would you just send me a 1-minute video of you showering, but I gotta see every body part.
Oh, soapy tits? That's the best.
1-minute video of you showering, but I gotta see everything.
I'm my favorite old time comedian.
Soapy tits?
What's up, motherfucker?
Shannon, if I paid for your breasts, would you just a 1-minute video of you showering? Then it'll never go anywhere. It'll just be me. I will use it to masturbate to for like a month and then I'm gonna get over it.
No.
One grand.
I would send you a picture of maybe a before and after of just my boobs.
No, it's not sexual
that's
enough. I want a sensual video in the shower, you soaping your breasts up, playing with your nipples, rubbing your clit. I want all that.
That's proof she's kind of breaking down, though. That's the beginning of the negotiation.
No, she's been breaking up for years, dude. Back in the day, she'd be like, no, I'm telling Ralph, stop talking to me like this. And now she's like, maybe just my nipples.
No, but they used to be on the doctor's website. They're not there anymore. Website. But yeah, my before and afters. Used to be on a website. Lewis,
by the way, what was your doctor's name?
I'm not telling you.
Because you can go back.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Shut up. Shut up, you fucking idiot. You foolish idiot. Shut the fuck up.
I love it.
He's been for 1 year.
It's the best
show.
It's the best episode
he's been
of Shark
for one
Tank.
Fucking year. You're a fucking idiot, dude.
Come on, Lewis. Counter. You got a counter. This is Shannon Shark Tank.
Shannon, just tell me the name of the doctor. That's crazy. You want to tell me the name of the doctor? You don't think that I deserve to see your breasts if I went back and found them on the internet with way back on the internet?
Go ahead.
Now I got to find the doctor now. I bet you I can find the doctor. I bet you said the doctor on the show before.
Dude, the Gomites will help.
Gomites, go back into the archives and get me the name of this doctor. In fact, get the name of cut out the middleman. Get the name of the doctor, go on Wayback, find her breasts, send me the pictures, then I'm going to shove them in her face and say, look, you idiot, look what you could have gotten. Now I got them anyway. Ah! I'm coming everywhere. How's that feel?
We're done.
Shannon should call his bluff, they say. Do you think if Shannon wouldn't send me a fucking nude a video of her in the shower masturbating slowly and soapily, then I would not pay for her
saucily and soapily?
I'll fly
down. Taking my son to soapily next week.
Dougie, I'm fucking telling you right now, I would 100%. I'd take her to Miami and get her for like $4,000 or $5,000, get her a nice pair of tits. Fucking pop right in there.
Pop them in.
And I feel like once Shannon's on Ambien in Florida with me in a hotel room.
All right, Cosby.
I'm going to get her to do some things.
Take you to Florida with the Spanish fly. Get you some new titties. How do you feel about that, Shannon? How do you like that counter?
Is that drunk?
Drunk Bill Cosby? How do you like that, huh? Shannon? Shannon, let me see those titties.
It's my fucking house, Eddie.
Okay, get up fucking house with me. Eddie and Shannon, make a you know what? You picked the pigeon shit up.
I kicked the fucking dog.
Eddie. Okay, Eddie, they were fucking, what was he called? What did he say? They were fucking Sasquatch, Eddie. They were both speaking Spanish, but not as a fucking Bigfoot, Eddie.
Gonna Google.
Gonna Google. Yeah.
Gonna Google. Classic.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to gonna Google, Eddie. All right, we're done. Shannon, thank you for watching.
You're the best.
Thanks, Shannon, for watching.
Yes, thank you, Shannon. And Natalie for being here the whole time.
We're done.
That's all, folks.